Time now for the ridiculous, and tonight we're adding anyone, anyone out there who may doubt that Cher is awesome. That's right, America, hold on to your wigs. I'm launching a preemptive strike against any of you Cher skeptics because she is awesome, not just because she's a global icon, it transcends generations, not just because she's back with a new single. Oh, no, she's awesome because she puts up with me and my borderline creepy behavior. You see, I actually know Cher, not in a singing a duet of I Got You Babe in her jacuzzi kind of way, but I do kind of know her. And a few nights ago, Cher was on my friend Andy Cohen's Bravo show, Watch What Happens Live. And, well, what can I say? You try keeping a 46-year-old gay man away from Cher.
I'm assuming that you had... Oh, my God, it's our doorbell. Come in. Oh, my gosh, it's Anderson Cooper, everybody. Hey, Coops. Oh, my God.
So I literally rushed down here. I got off the air at like 11, and I jumped in a car. I was like, I have to see Cher. That's how awesome Cher is. I show up unannounced, dressed more for a Katie Lang concert than a Cher encounter, blathering like the overeager fan that I am, and she was totally cool with it. So what did I do? Did I calm down and sit there quietly like a normal person would, basking in her legendary sparkle? No. You watch C-SPAN a lot, and you used to call in to C-SPAN, and like, C-SPAN would get up, the anchor would be on the air, and there'd be a voice on the other phone saying like, there'd be like, okay, we're taking calls, and it'd be like, I'm calling from Malibu. and they'd be like, is this Cher? It's like, yes. Yeah, I did my Cher impression in front of Cher. Seriously, I do not know what is wrong with me, but I will say in my own defense, who else would have the nerve to do that? Certainly not another Cher superfan here at CNN who shall remain nameless, Wolf Blitzer. So yes, let it be known, I, Anderson Cooper, we're not guiding Americans through the stories of our time with my steely blue eyes. I'm a part-time Cher impersonator available for birthdays. Oh, man. Man, nobody told me there'd be a graphic. Let's just take that down, please. No. That is, oh, man. But back to Bravo the other night. Even my terrible Cher impression didn't turn Cher against me. She didn't channel her Oscar-winning role in Moonstruck and slap me across the face, nor did she snap me with her thong from the Turn Back Time video. But unfortunately, that wasn't my only bizarre moment. My mom always wanted to have a girl. She had four boys. And so she always called you her fantasy daughter. So I literally, when I was really young, I grew up thinking like, am I related to Cher? I don't quite... Cher, my sister? At that point, Cher's security started to, like, talk into their hands and, like, motion toward me. I think she thought I was going to insist she come live with me and let me braid her hair, which, Cher, if you're watching, I totally would do. So, all you doubters out there, all you gypsies, tramps, and thieves, take note. Please, God, don't show that graphic again. It's not just her talent. It's not just her philanthropy, which she actually does a lot in very quiet ways. It's the fact that Cher puts up with me, Anderson Cooper, creepy fangirl. That's what makes her so awesome, and that's what puts you on the ridiculous if you're a doubter.